You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network, your guide to business and personal success.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio. This is Eric Dye. Enterprise Radio is your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are visiting with Jason Kirby, owner of Right Light Photography, who is a serial entrepreneur within the photography service and education industry. Jason seeks innovative business models that can help grow photographers' confidence and skills through education and practice. Jason, welcome to Enterprise Radio here on EPN.
Hi, thank you, Eric. Happy to be on here.
Well, I am as well. So tell me, what got you into photography?
It's an interesting story. It was actually all the way back in high school. Had to take an art class, and I didn't consider myself very artistic. Didn't feel that I was, you know, creative in any way. And basically someone told me photography was an easy A. And, you know, kind of took that on. I was like, all right, easy A, just take the class, get it over with. Found out after I processed my first roll of film, my teacher considered me a prodigy. You know, the fact that I was able to process the roll of film with no errors and get some well-composed photos and, you know, print out some photos from there. And she ended up taking me under her wing, mentoring me through, through high school until I went off to college and kind of picked up a digital camera. And it's been kind of in history ever since. I majored in entrepreneurship at San Diego State University. And I got my degree in there and just kind of wanted to start a business and apply what I learned and ended up being photography, something I was passionate about, and it's kind of led me down the road I've been down these last 5 years.
Very cool. Now, what are you currently working on now in the photography industry?
We have a few different businesses that we have in the photography industry. Obviously, we have our photography services, focusing on delivering event photography and event headshots to corporate clients. That's kind of what started everything. That's the Right Light Photography. From there, we moved to photography classes and teaching photography classes. We have 14 different courses, 3 different instructors, and we offer anywhere between 10 and 14 classes a month for people here in San Diego looking to grow their photography skills. And then our latest venture is Snap Photo Tours. Snap Photo Tours is a photo tour company where we give walking tours all day, every day, in different parts of San Diego for tourists that are looking to, one, get to know San Diego and see some great things, as well as learn how to take better photographs. Our tour guides are instructed on how to teach photography and how to get the right light, get the right composition, and get these awesome photos that people will be able to cherish for the rest of their lives after their trip to San Diego. So those are the, and then we also have our photography studio. We have a 3,000-square-foot rental photography studio with a psych wall and everything.
Of all the ones that you've mentioned, which are you most passionate about?
You know, it's hard to choose. A lot of them have really kind of, I'm attached to. And I would say probably our newest baby, the Snap Photo Tours, just because it can affect so many more people and kind of tease them and get them excited about photography, showing them how easy it is as long as they spend the time to practice and, you know, focus their attention and feel the freedom to take better photos and not the pressure to hurry or rush like they usually are when they're with friends or family. So I feel that Snap Photo Tours has great potential to expand to different cities and broaden the education of photography and kind of be that first step in improving photography. It's a pretty ambitious goal, but improving photography all across the world.
Today, we're joined by Jason Kirby, owner of Right Light Photography, who is a serial entrepreneur within the photography service and education industry. Jason seeks innovative business models that can help grow photographers' confidence and skills through education and practice here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Jason, do you have any other projects in the works that you want to share with the audience?
Yeah, the biggest thing I'm most excited about coming up in these next few months is we're launching a whole new website to take all our classes, our photography classes, online. We have a very unique course that we teach here in San Diego for aspiring professional photographers, people that want to start making an income off photography. It's a 6-month training program that we offer, and we've had a lot of success with the students that have been through the program to the point where we want to get it online. So we are going to be creating a new website. We're in the midst of launching the start creating the content for online purposes so people can, you know, watch it online, take our courses online, interact with other aspiring professionals, and, you know, begin their career of, you know, following their passion and starting a business and making an income off something that they love. So that's something we're really, really excited about. It's got a lot of growth potential. Again, bringing photography to the masses. What makes it even more exciting is once we've launched that, have proof of concept, have a user base, we're going to launch the photography side for people that want to learn like the 101, 102 type stuff, like learning how to master their DSLR, how to understand composition, how to take better photos outdoors, and all these different courses that we already have locally in San Diego, but basically putting them online for people to learn 24/7 all around the world. So that's going to be our newest project that we have coming up that we're most excited about.
I certainly would be curious, what would you like to share with other photographers, you know, listening in today that are looking to start a business in the industry of photography?
You know, the best advice I can give, and I give this to all my students, is you got to work on your skills in terms of becoming a better photo taker. It's obviously an important aspect of becoming a better photographer, but one thing you have to understand is that you're always going to be improving. There is no destination of, okay, now I take good enough pictures, I can become a professional photographer. There is no line there. It all comes down to your confidence within yourself and ability to deliver. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is, you know, clients will come and ask for services that I haven't necessarily done yet. And that's usually what holds back a lot of photographers from getting in the industry, because they don't know how to do something. Well, you learn, and you learn fast, especially if you, you know, convince a client that you're the right person to go with. You figure it out, and you do the best job you can possibly do. You practice. You invest all kinds of time and resources into learning whatever particular skill you need to learn so that when the time comes, you can excel and exceed their expectations. So it's a matter of, you know, believing in yourself, believing that you can do it, and, you know, taking action, you know, not just saying, oh, I'll figure it out the day of. You won't last long as a photographer if you're trying to figure out, you know, what you're supposed to be doing at a particular event or gig. You need to know prior to showing up, and, you know, that's done through practice, repetition, whether it be doing shooting for free. You know, it's kind of a taboo in the industry. You know, you got to kind of shoot free to get started. Everyone understands that, but it's not usually ideal. But, you know, that's how you start building your portfolio, building your confidence, and get out there to start networking, talking to people, telling people you are a photographer. And, you know, it's just a matter of, like I said, building confidence, believing in yourself, and going out there and practicing and shooting as much as you can. And that's what's inevitably going to make you a better photographer and have the confidence to say that you are a professional photographer.
Yeah, I like the sounds of that, good man. Tell our listeners where they can get more information and be in contact with you online as well.
You can follow us at Right Light Photo on Facebook. You can also, on Twitter, Right Light Photo on Twitter. And then you can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/San Diego Photography. And you can find our blog and our interactive content for photographers at rightlightstudios.com. That's where you'll find our blog and information about our studio and classes.
Jason, it has been good to catch up with you today. He is Jason Kirby, a serial entrepreneur within the photography service and education industry. He seeks innovative business models that can help grow photographers' confidence and skills through education and practice. And the website, once again, is rightlightstudios.com. Thanks so much for joining us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're very welcome. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Check us out on Facebook and receive exclusive content that you certainly do not want to miss. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.